This has caused some controversy. It's made it into the national newspapers, and you may have seen photographs of these so-called one-call girls. Carolyn Radford is the chief executive of Mansfield Town Football Club, and this is the first interview she's done on the subject. Thanks for joining us, Carolyn. Good morning.
Morning, Sarah. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. What does all this say about Mansfield Town?
Well, firstly, I have to say that the pictures are actually 4 years old, and there was two girls actually at the football game on Tuesday evening.
What were they wearing?
One was my niece. They weren't wearing low-cut catsuits, so...
What were they wearing?
I have to get that straight. I believe we're actually abroad at the moment, but one was wearing... I mean, they were wearing, perhaps... outfits that are used in promotion work, you know, up and down the country. And, you know, if you look at boxing, motor racing, these are actually girls at One Call Insurance that work for One Call Insurance. And it's, I think this is all kind of brewed from a tweet on Tuesday evening where somebody didn't mention the word insurance. And it's just unfortunate that my husband's, you know, company that fund Mansfield Town Football Club is called One Call Insurance. So it's just a play on words in my view, and I've experienced sexism in football before, and there is absolutely no way on this earth that I would condone any sexist behaviour at the football club whatsoever.
But you thought about this name. You knew that they were going to be called the One Call Girls, as you say, a play on
words. No, they're the One Call Insurance Girls.
Well, you just said it was a play on words.
The One Call. No, yeah, the press has made a bit of a play on words. So somebody put a tweet out, a member of staff, One Call Girls will be giving out. But they mean it's at the One Call Stadium. It's One Call Insurance that are funding. You know, my husband's from Nottinghamshire himself. He's done very, very well successfully as a businessman. And his company is called One Call Insurance. It has no connotations whatsoever to do with prostitution.
So you never made that connection? You never made that when you were coming up with this promotional idea?
I didn't put the tweet out. We have One Call Girls. They go up and down the country and they are involved in motorsport.
You know, so you just called them One Call Girls?
Have you seen them?
I've seen a picture now, actually, and the game on Tuesday night, and they were wearing incredibly short dresses and bright red high heels. Is that how women should be seen at a football game?
Well, is it? It's no different to any other. There's lots of other. Crystal Palace have the crystals that go out. You know, you look over in America and you have, you know, lots of... We're not trying to demean women whatsoever. You know, definitely not. And we've never had this issue before. And the girls have been, you know, doing incredible work for over, I think it's about 6 or 7 years. And they're girls that work at the insurance company. They're not employed promotion girls. They actually enjoy it. And they say that they actually get a little bit of confidence themselves in going out and, you know, they want to do it, and it is literally a play on words because of One Call Insurance.
But for you, Carolyn, here you are in this
by a tweet.
You've got a very important position here at the football club as a female chief executive. As a woman,
Sarah,
do you really feel that in this football ground you have control, that women should be decorating sport rather than doing sport?
No, but they do. But is it just isolated to football, Sarah? Or does this happen in boxing? Have you ever been to a boxing match? Have you ever been to motor racing before? It happens. This is not isolated to football.
But you're in charge. You could make a difference.
I'm a mother of three.
And would you want them doing this?
They're boys. So, yeah, if they wanted to do promotional work and dress up, that would be absolutely fine. But they are boys. But, you know, these girls, I have to just keep stressing that they work for One Call Insurance at the headquarters in Doncaster. You know, they also do promotional work at Doncaster Rovers. And we've never had any complaints whatsoever.
We've had plenty What are you going to do for the future?
Honestly,
are they going to come back?
I don't know. What would you suggest, Sarah? What would you suggest?
Well, it seems to me...
Should we ban them? Should we ban women from football?
Well, I don't suggest that you should ban women in football.
But where is our place then? Because it's obviously not decorating the scene, which is how you expressed before. Do we just sit down and watch the game and be quiet? Or can we have more of a role within football,
for example?
Or is it just boxing? Is it just motor racing? Are we still you know, going back to the dinosaur era in football.
And are you in the dinosaur era at Mansfield Town at the moment then with this kind of
thing?
No,
we're not. We're doing very, very well, actually. So we're doing really well. And we thank everybody in Nottinghamshire as well for, you know, sticking by us. And we're doing really great as a club. And Adam's doing great. So, you know, it's just unfortunate.
Are they coming
back? That we're talking in this manner.
Are they going to come
back?
Excuse
me?
Will they come back? Will you invite them back? The
we'll
one call girls.
My employees back.
The one call
girls. Insurance girls. If they would like to come back and if they have any issues, we've never had any complaints whatsoever. And should they wish to come back, I will allow women to have a place within my football stadium, the one call stadium.
Carolyn Radford, thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much, Sarah. Cheers.
It's 14 minutes past eight now.
That was fascinating, wasn't it? And I think at the centre of this debate, there is this confusion over the name, isn't there? And it does sound like just an abbreviation that was made on a tweet and obvious connotations are drawn from that, which perhaps weren't intended. But at the centre of it is still this debate about whether there's anything wrong in using your appearance to promote a product. In this case, One Call Insurance. And that can go for men or for women, can't it? It does tend to be women who find themselves in these kind of promotional roles using their appearance to promote a product. Anything wrong with that? 0115 934 3434. And when you text, it's NOTS, plus your message to 81333. And quite a few thoughts already on this.